We made it to season 2 of Just Jackie. If you're looking for a podcast with real talk nuggets of wisdom, then you are at the right place. This podcast represents all the fun I get in passing on nuggets of wisdom in my Just Jackie style. From my Chicago girl side to my Dr. Jones side, it's Just Jackie. Let's get started. Well, let's read the gem for today. The gem is, remember, you don't have to get small so that other people are comfortable. You know why? Because courage is contagious. Now let's read that again. You don't have to get small so that other people are comfortable, because courage is contagious. And so this Just Jackie, you can apply it to however you want to. But today I want to talk to my chocolate people. Okay. My chocolate brothers and sisters, because for much too long, we walk into a room or we get to a place or we reach a level or whatever the case may be. But we find ourselves many a times making ourselves small so that others are comfortable. So we won't walk in with the big hair. We may not wear the big earrings. We may not wear this certain outfit because I don't want to make the people where I am, the place, the room that I'm walking into, I don't want to make them uncomfortable. Okay. We might not, talk about the education that we have because we don't want to make people uncomfortable. Now, I know for some of you, you're saying, oh my gosh, Jackie, really? Because you don't even let people call you Dr. Jones. Well, let's not get it twisted. There are many people that I introduce myself as Dr. Jones. Now, when I'm talking to family, friends, and loved ones, I just want to remind you that that name, Dr. Jones, doesn't define me. There are other names that mean so much more to me. Names like Auntie Jackie. Names like Nana. Names like God Mommy. Names like G Mommy. Like Sister Jackie. Those names in my heart. And so Dr. Jones kind of comes after those. But never be fooled into thinking for a moment that I don't acknowledge all of the degrees that I have, because I do. But if you're my loved one, if you're my family, if you're my friends, if you're part of my heart, if you're in my village, if you're part of my tribe, then you know it. I don't have to say it all the time because it's there. But whatever you call me probably has a whole lot more meaning. So let's go back to this walking in a room. What I don't want us to do, because I have nieces that are small, medium, I'm talking in age, on the way. Okay. Those just born, those that are on their way here now. I got nephews coming in the future. And what I don't want my chocolate nieces and nephews, my chocolate babies that are coming along to do, is to hold their head down because they want to make somebody comfortable in a room. To not speak because they don't want someone to feel, to not walk in their purpose, to not walk in their gifting, to not walk in their calling, to not walk in their geniusness. To not walk in how smart they are, how beautiful they are. So we're not going to make ourselves small so that others might feel comfortable. If I have something to say, if it's a truth, I'm not going to downplay what the truth is so that you don't feel uncomfortable. Okay, I want us to do this because I want us to walk in the courage of who we are, who we've been called to be, our destiny, our purpose, our greatness, all that God made us to be in our chocolateness. I want us to walk in that because I want it to be a courage that our little ones behind us will see so that it's contagious and it catches hold to them so that they'll walk with their heads up. They'll walk in their greatness. They'll walk in their purpose, their calling, their gifting, all of the things that God has put in them, all of the greatness that he put in them with that extra melanin he gave them. I want them to walk in it, and I want them to walk in it proudly and upright. And I don't want them to ever be in a room, be in a place where they feel that I need to diminish any parts of me, where they need to diminish any parts of them so that others in the room will feel comfortable. I want them to feel comfortable in their chocolateness, whether it's light chocolate, white chocolate, milk chocolate, or dark chocolate, doesn't even matter. Whatever the chocolate is, whatever the melanin looks like, I want them to be comfortable in that so that they can make others comfortable in it as well. So that's what I have. That's what I'm feeling. That's what's on my mind for today. Thanks for listening. Be sure to share Just Jackie with some of your friends and family members. Until next time, remember, you are the perfect version of you. Continue to be just who you were created and purposed to be.